Asian carp are found in freshwater bodies throughout the U.S., like the Mississippi River and Kentucky Lake, and they're a problem. A big one, in some places where they've taken over ecosystems by feeding on nutrients in the water that other species rely on. Where most have seen an enemy, Lula Lou and her partner John have seen an opportunity. From reporter Taylor Killow, we've got a story about redemption, not just for the fish, but also for the people who work at Finn Gourmet. Taylor visited their processing facility.
It's just gooey and thick and mushy, but it's real white. Doesn't have any scales in it, doesn't have any red meat. So it's got like a pinkish tint to it, but it's real pure and you can tell that it's clean.
Amanda Lagore-Smith is describing surimi. It's a paste made of fish meat that she's shaping into patties. You've likely had surimi before. It's what's an imitation crab meat, but you've probably never had this kind. This surimi is made from a fish many people wouldn't expect or eat. It's made from Asian carp. Amanda's in charge of operations at Finn Gourmet in Paducah, Kentucky. I'm at their processing site. It's a small white building with a blue door and a couple of trailers outside for some extra space. Inside, a team of about 15 people spend their days filleting and deboning fish. Putting out hundreds of pounds of bighead Asian carp food products per day. It's an innovative solution to a problem that has very quickly taken over fresh bodies of water, particularly those here in the Midwest. And that leaves a bad taste in many people's mouths. Though Lula Lou, who's the owner of Finn Gourmet, says it shouldn't.
There's many, many false perceptions of this fish. People here think of this as a scavenger, as a bottom feeder, but this is a filter feeder. It is extremely clean. It's got great omega-3, no lead, no mercury. It's not eating other fish. It's just very good to eat. This fish is a very enduring fish. In Asian culture, the carp is where the dragon comes from. So the gods said to the fish, if you can jump through these three gates, then I will transform you into the dragon. The catfish made it through the first round, but couldn't make it through the other two. And so they were given whiskers like the dragon. And the carp, through trial and error and keeping at it, was able to finally jump through all the gates and became the dragon.
Finn is a second chance employer. They hire former addicts and people convicted of felonies. People like Amanda.
It says something about your character and your motivation about wanting to have a second chance.
The way I grew up, you know, you went to church, you worked hard, and you was involved in drugs and alcohol. It was a very confused, ride the fence type of life. Heroin was my drug of choice. You know, it just numbed me completely. It took away the pain, but it made my life living hell.
Amanda has two young boys, and at one point during her addiction, they were taken into state custody. Eventually, her parental rights were terminated completely.
I strived ever since I was 17 to be somebody and have something. Go to school and take care of my children and give them something better than what I had in life. I didn't do that for them. I failed them. I realized that death didn't even scare me. I'd done overdose like 8 times. And for some reason, God gave me that 8th breath. At that point, I just got down on my knees and I said, something's got to change. 2 days later, I got arrested.
It was the best thing that ever happened to her. She was sentenced to jail time and used that time to get clean and to make a plan for when she got out.
When I hit my rock bottom and I knew that I was never going to be anything in life, it just motivated me. I turned that from negative to positive and said, I don't care what it took, I was going to get sober.
After serving her sentence, she ended up at a residential recovery program called Ladies Living Free.
It's a 6-month program, and then they have a transition home afterwards that you can stay in for 3 months so you can save up your money and get you a place. Lula had called up there and said, we're a second chance company. We like to reach out to people that would like a second chance in life. So I called them like every week for like a whole month.
I mean, this girl would not stop.
And I told them that I wanted to learn everything.
So we hire her.
I worked 110 hours every 2 weeks. I would fish at night and I would work during the day. There was never a moment that I was not doing anything. I didn't want to be alone at all. I didn't want to have time to think about anything.
Amanda stayed busy to kick her addiction, and it worked. But some of her other old habits were even harder to overcome.
I had a lot of rough communication skills. I was kind of rough around the edges. Used to, nobody could be behind me. I would be like, listen, you've got to get somewhere else. You know, you cannot stand behind me. I was still learning not to be so defensive.
There was things that she did that was just off. Then the first 6 months, I wanted to fire her. We didn't want to disrupt the team. We talked to her, and she took it not as maliciousness. She took it as it's to better herself, and she improved.
I'm fighting every day to be the best person I need to be. Through being here and learning and watching Lula and John and how they communicate with people, I just really learned from how they handle situations.
You know, John will tell you he's tried several people to be his assistant, but she's like his shadow. She's incredible. Of all the different managers that I've had that I hold dear, she has surpassed all of them. She really believes in what we're doing.
I have gained everything within 2 years that I tried for my whole life to gain. I'm sober. I'm happy. I can love somebody else. You know, I've gotten married and just so much more of just peace, joy, and love that I have that I never had my whole life.
The Mississippi River is a very long river. It would be an incredible opportunity to replicate Finn. There's a lot of people here who could use this sense of hope.
Finn is a triple bottom line business, meaning they measure their value by their social, environmental, and financial impact on a community.
We have positioned ourselves as a high-end product, a high-end made in the USA product.
Right now, they mostly sell to restaurants in Kentucky, where it's often not called carp, but things like Kentucky Blue Snapper. Sometimes that's the only way to get people to eat it.
And it sells like crazy. You can go beyond this fish. It could be other invasive species. Like, I already identified my next species. I want to deal with snakeheads.
My guess is they'll probably have to change that name too. For Earth Eats, I'm Taylor Killow.
You can learn more about the business at fingourmetfoods.com and see Andrea LaGore-Smith processing carp at eartheats.org.